Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. I've just returned from a trip to continental Europe and also Great Britain, and especially Germany, and I'd like to share with you some impressions I have gained while there. Impressions gained because I talk to the people. It's one thing to read news articles, depending on what particular magazines they might publish them, and to talk to the people and to find out how they really feel, because they are not going to tell you unless you know them. The first impression I got was an underlying anti-American feeling, which hasn't gotten any better. If anything, it has gotten worse. Many Germans believe, and according to a poll, I believe about one-third at least of the Germans believe, that September 11 and the attack was caused by the American government. And when I entered into some hot discussions and asked what the evidence was and what the motive would have been, the answer was, oh, because they wanted the oil, and so they had to start a war, and so they had to have a cause for the war. But another interesting development, which I have noticed, is Germany's ongoing battle with Islam, with the Muslims. Something which has been reported in the press, but being over there, not a day goes by where you can't pick up an article, a magazine, a newspaper, where something is being reported about some ongoing controversy. An article which was published by Der Spiegel Online, dated October 8, had this to say, and it pretty much reflects what's going on over there. It says, a recent statement by German President Christian Wolff that Islam belongs in Germany has provoked something of a conservative backlash. They talked about a poll which was conducted, and according to that poll, 66% disagree with that assertion by their German president. Only 24% agreed with it. And of course, this comes on the heels of a development where a former member of the German board of Deutsche Bank had published a book, Mr. Thilo Sarrazin, and this is what the article had to say about it. In this book, he accused Muslims of sponging off welfare, refusing to integrate, and not attaining high enough levels of education. Now again, another poll was conducted over there in Germany, and Der Spiegel Online wrote on October 13 that more than 30% thinks that foreigners come to take advantage of the welfare state, and that when jobs are scarce, foreigners should be sent back to their own country. It goes on to say that more than one-tenth would like a Führer. The survey deliberately used the German word for leader that is associated with Adolf Hitler, who would govern this country, quote, with a firm hand, close quote, for the benefit of all. Now, let me just say that I believe that that statistic is terribly underestimating what's really going on. I believe there are a lot more than just 10% of the Germans who feel that way. But, of course, figures can be manufactured, can be arbitrary. Like in this country, when you hear that 10% of the Americans are without work, that is a terribly inaccurate statement because, in all likelihood, the figure is more like 20, if not 25%. And so this article goes on to say, while many politicians have condemned Sarrazin's position, Sarrazin, the guy who wrote about the integration and the fact that there shouldn't be any further integration of Muslims, polls have shown that public support of his views is growing. In early September, a poll conducted by Daily Bild revealed that 18% would vote for a party headed by Sarrazin, and frankly, it might be even a lot higher percentage than that. But that's not all. People are looking for leadership. And Der Spiegel Online, again, which is a left liberal paper, it's not a right-winged paper, points out that strong leadership from European capitals is more important than ever. That's an article dated October 13. Unfortunately, the EU suffers from a leadership void. And they say in this article that they do need a strong leader. The Bible prophesies that that strong leader is going to come. The Merkel government is in big trouble, and many feel that it won't endure until 2014. And people are looking for alternatives within their own party or within the sister party of Bavaria. And one name the person who is being named more and more as a potential candidate for chancellorship in the future is, of course, Mr. von Gutenberg, the current defense minister. And many tell me that the reason is that many female voters like him, like the way he looks. In any event, he's a smart guy, charismatic guy, and we have to watch what is going on over there in Germany. But coming back to the problem with Islam and with minorities, I dare to say that this is going to continue and it's going to get worse. I talked to a teacher over there in Germany, a college teacher who has children in high school. And he asked me, what do you think is the biggest insult, the greatest insult you can utter to somebody else? And when I gave some ideas, he shook his head and he said, no. The biggest insult is if one pupil, one student says to another, you Jew. And I was quite surprised. I knew, of course, there was anti-Semitism going on in Germany, but I didn't know it was that bad. And so I asked him why, and he said, well, it's because of the Muslim influence. The concept is the Muslims hate the Jews, and they don't differentiate between whether it's a radical Jew or whether it's a moderate Jew or whether it's a conservative Jew. And many Germans feel the same way, as, of course, many, even here in the United States, do not necessarily differentiate between Muslim and Muslim. But you see, this was the biggest insult, and is apparently right now the biggest insult, showing the Muslim influence. And many Germans, even though they may not necessarily have a problem with that particular aspect, but they don't like the influence of the Muslims in Germany. And so Mr. Seehofer, who is a leader of the Bavarian Sister Party, has recently come out and has said he wants to stop any further integration of Muslims in Germany. And of course, we all have heard about Mr. Sarkozy over there in France, or Sarkozy as they call him over there, who has deported the Romas or the Gypsies. And of course, there was some outrage and outroar, but nevertheless, many people feel that that is what their governments should do when it comes to their countries. As I said, minorities in Europe will have a hard time. I'm not just talking about Muslims. I'm not just talking about Jews. I'm also talking about religious minorities in the Christian field, if they don't belong to Orthodox Christianity. You see, my friends, the Bible prophesies that Europe will one more time arise, and it will be a very powerful and ultimately a dictatorial entity, consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations, and in all likelihood being led by a German or an Austrian leader or Führer, if you please. And when that happens, it's going to be a collaboration between state and church, as it has happened so many times in history. We have heard about the Roman Empire, and then we have heard about the Holy Roman Empire under Charlemagne, because by that time it was a confederacy between church and state. And then we heard about the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation, again a confederacy between church and state. And that is prophesied to happen one more time. But I'm telling you right now, my friends, when that happens, it will be a very difficult time for minorities, any minority, if it doesn't conform to Orthodox Christianity as it is being perceived. And we are seeing right now the beginning stages of the Germans looking for scapegoats, looking for those who they can blame for their misery and misfortune. Something, of course, which Adolf Hitler was very good at, as you all know, when he blamed the Jews, but not just the Jews. And when he started a persecution, a systematic persecution of most minorities in Germany at the time. We are here to watch and to see what is happening, and we are going to continue to let you know the trends and the developments. And so I thank you very much for your attention today, and I remain your Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.